Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
February 13th, the feast day of Absalom Jones. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today in the Episcopal Church, we commemorate the life and witness of the Reverend Absalom Jones, the first black man to be ordained a priest in the United States of America. Born into enslavement in Delaware in 1746, Jones became a pivotal figure in the religious ethos of the American anti-slavery movement. Essential to the long war for emancipation was the faith of enslaved and freed black people themselves, many of whom bravely rose against slavery, and many of whom drew on religion through interminable years of captivity. Jones, Richard Allen, and Thomas Paul were leading ministers in the closing years of the 18th century and into the 19th. There were alliances and overlap with Quakers, the denomination that was home to pioneering voices for universal human liberty. Figures such as Benjamin Lay made the case against slavery on the grounds that God created human beings to be equal. In the latter decades of the 18th century, that cause was also taken up by Anglicans, including the Reverend John Newton, who wrote the hymn Amazing Grace, William Wilberforce, Granville Sharp, Thomas Clarkson and Hannah More, as well as the Methodist John Wesley. The abolitionist motto, emblazoned with an image of a man in chains, "Am I not a man and a brother?" Manumitted in 1784, Jones was unique in that he had known the pain of enslavement firsthand. A founder of the Free African Society and a lay minister at St. George's Methodist Episcopal Church in Philadelphia, Jones helped found the first African church in the city after the white congregants at St. George's segregated the black communicants. Eventually, the Protestant Episcopal Church absorbed the first African congregation, and Jones became a priest of the church in 1802. The lesson appointed for today's feast bears keeping in mind. Written in Isaiah, the scripture says, "Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And the collect for the day, the appointed prayer, is this. Set us free, Heavenly Father, from every bond of prejudice and fear, that honoring the steadfast courage of your servant, Absalom Jones, we may show forth in our lives the reconciling love and true freedom of the children of God, which you have given us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It is a religious feast, but one with profoundly secular and universal implications. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Hey fam, it's Darren from Push Black with exciting news. Season 8 of Black History Year drops this April. Join us as we take a deep dive into history, challenging the narratives you thought were set in stone, and exposing hidden insights that could activate revolutionary change. This season, we're looking at cultural reclamation and asking, how has our connection to Black culture been corrupted, and what actions can we take to break free? Now, it's a loaded question with answers that'll make you rethink everything, so don't miss out. Tune in to Black History Year. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.